your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs podcast.
Good morning. Hi, this is Karen from Butterball Turkey Talkline.
Hi, Karen. This is Josh from Life Songs Radio.
Hi, Josh. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I'm really excited to talk with you this morning about getting prepared for the greatest holiday.
You are right about that. Let's get cooking.
Thanksgiving is basically Butterball's World Series. It's the big dance, the Super Bowl of giblets, right?
This is true. We're all about helping you. We want to take the guesswork out of Thanksgiving for you here at Butterball Turkey Talkline.
I like to imagine that all of y'all get together and go on some, like, retreat in September, October in preparation. Like,
oh, you know what? That's close. We don't go on a retreat, but we definitely go to Butterball University. Every year we get a chance to get together and learn what our consumers are in need of. So even though we don't have a football team to scream and shout about, definitely go to Butterball University.
My mom tells a story of how her stepmom got a microwave. They were one of the first families in their town to get a microwave. And she decided that for Thanksgiving, she was going to cook the turkey in the microwave. And it did not turn out awesome. Do you have any preferred methodology for cooking a turkey?
Well, you know, believe it or not, you can use a microwave, but the easiest way to roast your turkey is an open pan method. And we have those instructions literally on our packaging. But if you are a visual learner, you can pull out your tablet or laptop and follow along with some of the videos that we have on butterball.com. Or if you're a person that needs a little more hand-holding, again, you just call us or text us. You can get on all of the social media platforms. We're even on TikTok this year. Can you believe that? We want to make sure we meet our consumers wherever they need us.
I think it was on the news that this year the Big Bird is back. Family gatherings are happening. Average size turkeys are going up several pounds. Is there a taste difference when it comes to getting a much bigger turkey?
No taste difference. As a matter of fact, I always say, why not go big? Go big. That way you'll have plenty of planned overs. And again, if you are scratching your head thinking, well, what am I supposed to do with the leftover turkey? We can help you with that. We are taking the guesswork out of Thanksgiving for you. As a matter of fact, we have some fabulous recipes on our website. One of the ones we're featuring this year that has our Taste Kitchen seal of approval is our sandwich that you make with leftover stuffing and the leftover turkey. And it's handheld and it's very cool. You take a waffle iron and you make a sandwich out of it. So going big is
smart.
A good thing. Listen, that's what we do. We have our Butterball Turkey Talkline Taste Kitchen, and these recipes all have our seal of approval, meaning we have taken the guesswork out of it for you and going to let you know that this is a good recipe and you will enjoy making it.
Nice. We always make gumbo with our leftover turkey being down here in
Southeast
Louisiana.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
You know what? You and I are alike. My family is from Mobile, and that is what we have, gumbo. And when I sometimes talk to folks up here, they're like, gumbo? I'm like, yeah, don't you have gumbo? Yeah, so I bet you don't call your stuffing, you call it dressing, don't you?
Yeah, because it's not actually, we're not stuffing it in the bird.
I know. I grew up with a grandmother that was right down the road from y'all on I-10, so absolutely, that's taught me how to make dressing.
What are the ways the Life Songs family can get in touch with you or someone that graduated from Butterball University at the Turkey Talk line when they need a Thanksgiving assist? Because, I mean,
well,
it's almost Turkey Day.
It is almost Turkey Day, and that's a good thing. So you can give us a call, of course, at 1-800-BUTTERBALL. You could text us, 844-877-3456, or if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're scratching your head and thinking about some things, jump on butterball.com. If you have an Alexa-able device, we have a lot of information available there. We are on the social media platforms, like I mentioned, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. We're just about everywhere because we want you to get cooking this Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is, as you said, one of the best holidays we have. We want to help you out. So, hey, go ahead and get your turkey. That way you can cross that off your list. Put it in the refrigerator if it is a frozen turkey, because The Thursday before Thanksgiving is what we call Thaw Thursday. So we know if you get that turkey thawed and ready to go for Thanksgiving. But if not, you can always use our water bath method. And if you're concerned in any way, you just call us, 1-800-BUTTERBALL. We are here to help you.
Thank you, Karen. One last question. What is your favorite part of the turkey?
You know what? I am an unusual. I like the thigh. And you know what? I do not have to compete with anybody in my family for it. It gets nice and juicy. And I'm a dark meat kind of girl. And everyone always clamors to have the drumstick. So, I compromise and went a little further up on that leg. And I like the thigh. So, how about yourself? What do you like?
Oh, I'm a dark meat fan, too. All the way.
See? And you know what? One nice thing you can do, I always buy a few extra dark meat parts so that I can have some to myself. So that's my little handy dandy tip for you.
Also, I noticed this. You called leftovers plandovers earlier. And I think that is like key to having a great Thanksgiving weekend, not just a Thanksgiving day, is that plandover on the turkey.
Absolutely. So that's why I always say go big. That way you know you're going to have plenty of turkey for those sandwiches. And kind of an easy rule of thumb when you are getting your turkey is you can plan on 1.5 to 2 pounds per person if you have medium eaters in your house. But, you know, we're big people in my house and we're big eaters and we are looking forward to having all kinds of planned overs the whole weekend to catch some games and some good TV and go ahead, get that big turkey. It doesn't take any more skills that to roast a large turkey than it does a smaller turkey. So go big.
Awesome. Happy Thanksgiving, Karen. Thank you for taking some time to talk with us.
Thanks so much, Josh. I look forward to hearing post one of your pictures on one of our platforms so we can see that fun turkey gumbo. I want to see that.
Will do.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Karen. Have a great one.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, this is Tammy from Baldwin, Louisiana, and God is awesome all the time. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Uplifting Life Songs.